It's us. We're here. We're right here. Maddox wasn't scared anymore. He was at peace. Zora held up her hand and started to break the machine. Maddox did the same. When the machine was destroyed, only the mysterious people remained. But they weren't mysterious to Maddox. He knew who they were, and so did Zora. They walked over to them and held up their hands. They were perfectly in sync. They were reading each other's minds. The two sleeping bodies floated in the air simultaneously. Guards were running into the room, firing weapons at the twins, but they were too strong. The bullets just ricocheted off of them. Maddox held the orb in his hand and thought of home. He thought of the children making fun of him. He thought of loneliness. He didn't want to go back to that place, but he had to. He had to for his family. The twins opened their eyes and sighed. It was over. It was all over.